Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Friday. Happy August. First week of August, first Friday. We have made it. We have gotten into this new month. It's about to be a new season. The summer is hot and the devil is busy. But I hope you are well and you are smiling and you are blessed. This morning, I'm going to be reading from Galatians chapter 6, verses 9 and 10. And let us not lose heart and grow weary and faint in acting nobly and doing right. For in due time and at the appointed season, we shall reap if we do not loosen and relax our courage and faint. So then, as occasion and opportunity open up to us, let us do good morally to all people, not only being useful or profitable to them, but also doing what is for their spiritual good and advantage. Be mindful to be a blessing, especially to those of the household of faith, those who belong to God's family with you, the believers. Galatians 6, chapter 9 and 10. This scripture reads so much in two verses. The first thing that's beneficial for us is to not lose heart or grow weary or faint in doing right, in walking in purpose, in walking in love, in walking in joy, in walking in happiness, in keeping your head up and smiling and being attentive to your walk and what people are seeing, standing in your purpose. Do not lose heart or grow weary or faint in doing that. Be mindful to be a blessing to everyone, especially to believers, because they're looking at you for their faith. Sometimes people may be on the verge of giving up, but it's because of your walk that they're keeping on. And when the devil attacks, he's going to try to hit you in every which way possible. And whatever important to you or with whatever it is that people know you for, that is what he's going to attack. And just on yesterday, in my own walk, I had to realize, I mean, yesterday I had a day from hell. And I was hit in every area I could imagine. And as I was being hit, I was speaking and talking and saying, okay, what's next? Like, what are you going to try to do? It's not going to work. But as I realized the people that was around me and the people that I had to encounter and face, they were watching me. And I had to be in tune to the situation. Had I let these situations and circumstances change my attitude to snap on people, to be upset, to be in a nasty, negative notion, I wouldn't have been who I was supposed to be, who I've created myself to be, who I've studied to be, who I've fast to be, who I've prayed to be, who I've walked to be, who I've struggled and who I've tried and who I've finally say, this is who I am. I will not be moved. Had I let that change me, then I wouldn't have been mindful to be a blessing to the household of faith. Then I would have lost heart. I would have grown weary. I would have fainted in acting nobly and doing what's right, waiting for the season of God to show up, waiting for the blessing, waiting for the miracle. Because at the end of the day, I have to remember that God is who he is and he does not lie. And I got to stand firm in who I am because he's going to stand firm in who he is. So we have to remember that it's not about us. The enemy is going to try to attack that one thing that we know that works for us, that one thing that we hold on to. And for me, that's my peace. It's my joy. It's my love. It's my inspiration, my encouragement. In the midst of it, we got to be reminded of that, and we got to remind ourselves that sometimes we may forget, but yesterday yesterday in the midst of it. Text after text, call after call. People who didn't even know what was going on were saying, you're such an inspiration, were saying, but wait, you inspire me. But wait, no, thank you because of what you always do for us. Oh, but God, I had to say thank you. Thank you, Lord. And suck it in. I shed some tears. In the tears, I can remember I was on the phone with my cousin Shanika. Shed some tears, but then laughing at the end of the day. Shed some tears, but say, okay, let's shake this off and be who you call me to be, because I know that weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And that night may not be the night that comes over 24 hours. That may be just a season of darkness where I got to go through just to come out. Well, I got to be able to stand and be able to tell someone else this message of strength and of courage, and that it happens to the best of us. I know that I live my life. I'm not out here to hurt and harm people. I know that I do what's right. But it's a season that I got to go through. And it's a test to say that, are you going to really be who you say you are? I'm laughing at Monica. Text last night. Are you going to really walk what you preach? And all I can say is, yes, of course. What do you mean? That's what this scripture is saying. Do not faint. Do not grow weary. Don't let go of acting nobly. Don't lose your faith. Do good. Do good to others. Even though you're going through, do good. Be mindful to be a blessing. Because it's not about you. It is not about us. Is about giving God the glory. And I know, like I know, like I know, like I know, like I know, he's going to show up and we're going to reap. Don't lose courage. Father God, I thank you, Lord God, for waking us up today. I thank you for your blessing. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for your kindness and your peace, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for your peace that surpasses all understanding and strength that only comes from you, God. I thank you, Lord God, for your word, Lord God, your bread of heaven, Lord God, that speaks to us and feeds us and nourishes us, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, right now, Lord God, for your purpose in our lives, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for your spirit of forgiveness to forgive those who have hurt us, Lord God, to forgive, Lord God, situations and people who have let us down, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for this new season and what you're doing, Lord God. I know, Lord God, that weeping may endure for a night, Lord God, but that your joy comes in the morning, that your light will shine, that your glory will be revealed, Lord God, that your blessings will come, that the supernatural miracles and favor, Lord God, upon our lives, Lord God, is for us and ours for the taking, and we will receive it in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I thank you for those who pray for others, who pray for me, who stand in the gap, Lord God, for so many others. Strengthen them, Lord God, as they continue to stand, Lord God, on your word, to stand, Lord God, on your purpose of being an intercessor, Lord God. I cover them this morning, Lord God, and I count it all joy, every situation and circumstance in each and every one of their lives and in my life, Lord God. Continue, Lord God, to give me the courage, Lord God, to get up every weekday, Lord God, and give you the praise and glory and honor through these prayer calls, Lord God. I pray that it is touching the lives of those who need it, Lord God, the most, touching the lives of those who are giving them encouragement, Lord God. And Lord God, as I get up today with a new song, Lord God, with Lord God, to give to you an ounce of worship, Lord God, I pray that someone is encouraged, Lord God, because I didn't stay in the bed, Lord God, from what happened to me on yesterday, that I got up this morning, Lord God, to give you honor and to give you your due just, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that someone would take that today, Lord God, and come back to you, Lord God. Come back to strength. Come back to courage. And get up out of that depressive state, that anxiety state, that worry state, and know that you are the King of all kings, Lord God, and that you got it. And that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world, Lord God. I cover them this morning, Lord God, with encouragement. I cover them, Lord God, with favor. I cover them, Lord God, with motivation. I cover them, Lord God, this morning with praise. I cover them, Lord God, with a song that they can dance today, Lord God. It's Friday. A lot of people are going to the club. A lot of people are going to be dancing in their house, dancing at parties, at weddings. I pray, Lord God, that someone would dance in their sorrow. They would dance in their misery. Lord God, that they would have a new song. Put them on a new pair of shoes today, Lord God. In Jesus' name, Lord God, I cover them and I receive glory for them, Lord God. I declare victory, Lord God. I believe that it's already done, Lord God, and I thank you for who you are. I thank you, Lord God, for your love, for your favor, for your mercy, for your kindness, for your forgiveness. Touch us, Lord God. Use us like never before. It is in Jesus' name we come to you declaring victory, declaring that it's already done. Lord God, I love you. I thank you, Lord God, for who you are. You are God. You are God. You are God. And at the end of the day, we are your children, and we know that you love us. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Father God, for who you are again. Thank you, listeners, believers, doubters, warriors, encouragers, those needing prayer, those that are praying for others. I thank you for your strength. I thank you for your love. I believe that you are blessed. I believe that your breakthrough is coming. I believe that this season is only temporarily. I pray that you will go out, be blessed, be loved, be all that you can be in the name of Jesus. Go out, stand on his word. I wish you traveling grace for those who are traveling to make it back to your homes and destination. I pray that you would get to where you're going safely. Have a beautiful time. Have a beautiful weekend. Have a great Friday. Be encouraged. Encourage somebody else. Be great. Be loved. Be blessed. I love you. I love you. I love you. I can't say it enough. I love you. Even if you didn't like me, you had plans of hurting me, I love you. And I want the best for you. I want God's love, his mercy and favor to show up in your life so you can feel what I feel, because it's a feeling that I can't explain. It's a feeling like no other. It's an amazing feeling. And God, he wants to give it to us all. There's no, he is not an author of confusion. He is not a selfish God. He wants us all to receive his love, his joy, his good life for all of us. So go out and take it. Be blessed. Be joy. Get your peace back. Stand on your purpose. Stand on your word. Walk in who you are. And it is never too late to start all over. It is never too late to let go of what you're holding on to and take in all that God has for you. Have an amazing day. Have an amazing weekend. And I will talk to you again on Monday, Lord willing. I love you so much. I really do. I love you. And I want you to enjoy this life to the fullest. Enjoy, enjoy, enjoy.